Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1495. Trying Something New and Struggling to Stick With It? By Kate Galliott of FitForRealLife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, before we get to today's post, don't forget, for more inspiration, motivation, quotes, giveaways, and more, make sure you're on our mailing list, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Trying Something New and Struggling to Stick With It? By Kate Galliott of FitForRealLife.com. I stuffed my pocket full of juniper berries and branches as we hiked back to the trailhead. This is not an uncommon thing for me to do when it's summertime and there's lots of delicious things growing that I can use to make a wild soda. These'll be good, I said to myself. And indeed, the juniper berries I'd brought home smelled divine when I mixed them with apricots from our tree, slices of lemon, a bunch of raw honey, and distilled water, and then set them outside in a glass jar to soak up the heat and the sun. This is the basic concept of a wild soda. You take a bunch of stuff that has wild yeast in it, mix it with raw honey, water, and put it somewhere warm for a period of time. Along with sodas, I've made salsas, jams, and other goodies from Nature's Bounty. And during all this time spent making things, I got to thinking about the lessons that come with trying something new. Do you have to try new things? You don't have to try new things, but you'll never branch out of your current existence if you don't. To take care of your body so it's strong, resilient, and capable of whatever you ask of it, or as I call it, becoming unbreakable, means you must be willing to try new things. The journey of body care is one that lasts a lifetime, and there will be no shortage of new things to take on during that time. For you, the new thing might be learning to set a healthy habit or learning a new form of exercise. For someone else, it might be learning to listen to their body instead of ignoring it, or learning how to rehab an injured part of their body. But trying new things and sticking with them can be downright difficult. It can bring up feelings that don't feel so good, feeling like a failure, like a newbie, or just the uncomfortable feeling of knowing that you're not good at it yet. Even though it's true that if you're doing something new, of course you're not going to be good at it yet, it still doesn't make it feel any better. So, what's a person to do? The hardest part of fitness is trying something new. Here's how to make it easier. To help yourself try new things that will help you, whether in fitness or otherwise, there is something very simple you can do. If you think of a win as a gold nugget that is highly valuable to you, you'll notice that you have quite a few more wins when you expand the criteria for what is valuable to me. Put another way, if the only way you win is by achieving the end goal that may be weeks or months away from happening, that's going to be tough to stick with. But when you recognize that there's value in things you'll earn long before the final outcome, you all of a sudden are winning like crazy right from the get-go. you can still want that end goal that you're hoping to achieve. But here are several more things you can earn when you take on something new. Each of them are highly valuable, and none of them are dependent on you getting to the end goal to achieve them. Reasons to take on something new. Reason number one, do it to become good at it so you learn more about yourself along the way. Reason number two, do it to have something to show for the effort, that something being your values. Reason number three, do it to experience mistakes and hiccups in the process so that you can reverse engineer why those things happen and then learn from it. Reason number four, do it to learn how you stick with it or don't stick with it when you're tired, stressed, sick, or unmotivated. Reason number five, do it to build your capacity to be motivated by process versus outcome. And reason number six, do it to learn something new or to relearn something old that you once knew but had forgotten. And you can do it to win too, not just to win, but also to learn about who you are when you win. There are a vast array of valuable things you can earn when you try something new, but only if you are willing to recognize the value in things other than outcome. You just listened to the post titled "Trying Something New and Struggling to Stick with It" by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When it comes to our goals, one of the most discouraging experiences is feeling like we'll never reach them. This is why focusing only on results can quickly lead to heartache. If, for example, we exercise and eat nutritious foods to look a certain way, like a particular image we have in our minds, well, when we don't end up looking like that ideal, we can quickly become discouraged. Feeling discouraged may lead to us asking ourselves, why did I put myself through that, especially when I have nothing to show for it? Now, don't get me wrong. This isn't to say we should never set goals for ourselves. Or as Homer Simpson would say, we've learned a valuable lesson here today. Never try. Instead, it may be helpful to focus on small wins first, the small wins we experience on the journey towards reaching our goals. For example, we could take a moment to feel pride in being just a bit better than we were yesterday, because these little wins start to add up and eventually become big wins. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.